This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Thor Ragnarok is the third Thor film in the Marvel Universe. It's also a tongue twister, Thor Ragnarok. And it's directed by Taika Waititi, who is a New Zealander, who also directed What We Do in the Shadows, the sort of mockumentary vampire comedy. And it represents an interesting choice for a big budget action movie. It's not that far out of the way what they've been doing recently with the Spider-Man movies. Actually, what they've always done with the Spider-Man movies, even going back to when they had Sam Raimi direct it, which is to take visually interesting indie directors and give them the keys to the car. Essentially, since Sam Raimi left the Spider-Man franchise because they undercut his demands for the budget, they've been going on this model of giving the film to somebody else on the cheap, paying them very little money to direct it, but giving and putting a little bit of money in their budget and assuming that they can get the job done for less, and they have been. So here what we have is Thor going back and losing his hammer, battling with his brother Loki, battling with the Hulk. The plot is about as memorable as any of the Marvel plots, which is to say not. But what is memorable is the back and forth, the comedic edge. And here, Chris Hemsworth, Tom Hiddleston, and Kate Blanchett are exceptional. Jeff Goldblum steals the film, really. And what we have is a fresh take in that it's actually just a funny movie. It's a fun movie to watch. And it's probably the best of the Thor movies, which is either saying a lot or saying very little, depending on your viewpoint of the Marvel Universe. But anyway, what it does is it probably sets the standard, because of all the box office records it's been shattering, for this new model of just letting indie directors have their way with action comic book movies, which kind of is in the spirit of comic books themselves.